Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. We continue our fishing previews this week with a visit to the southeast part of the state. BJ Kratz is the fishing supervisor for the Southeast District. BJ, you manage a lot of lakes in those Cheyenne and James River watersheds that are really some small, good fisheries.
Right, yep, we do. We have a pretty diverse assortment of lakes to fish. Everything from, you know, small 40-acre impoundments to 1,000-acre lakes that are in James River and Cheyenne River watersheds.
You have a lot of varied species in your district also.
Yep.
The walleye is probably the bread and butter fish for your district. Let's talk about some of your better walleye lakes.
Sure. Well, right now we've had a lake that's developed over the last decade or so, Craft Slough. That one has got a really good population of walleyes in it, various sizes. There's, for the people that like to have some table fare, there's the good eater size, and there's fish, you know, up to 8, 9, 10 pounds in there walleye wise too. So we've got Mallard Marsh, which is north of Jamestown. That's pretty popular. A lot of eater size fish in that one, good numbers there. Fox Lake, Barnes County, over toward Valley City. That one's got a history of being a pretty good walleye fishery, especially, you know, early on when people can get out there and access the, before it gets too weedy and so forth in the summer.
Sure.
So,
let's talk about some of your better northern lakes. It seems like everybody that I've talked to has a lot of northerns, and of course some of your fisheries are better than others.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We've got a lot of options for pike, probably not quite as many as we had in, you know, the years where we had a lot of water and natural reproduction and so forth, but Lake Lemoore actually has come around pretty nicely from fairly low pike numbers to pretty good numbers now. And good size fish in there, fish up to, you know, your 39 inches or so. Another one is Barnes Lake. That's in Stutzman County. That's a good pike lake. Lots of numbers in there. Those are probably the two better ones. And then we have Twin Lake down by, also by Lemoore, that puts out pike every year, especially during the winter time, but it can be good summertime fishing too. So those are probably the, you know, your main lakes to fish pike on.
Most of the supervisors that I've talked to so far, when we talk panfish, we talk perch or gills, bluegills, that kind of thing. You have the luxury of having some really good crappie lakes in your district.
We do, and it's going to continue that way for quite some time. We've got, you know, we had some issues on Pipestem with some, you know, recruitment or age classes. We had one dominant age class out there, and that kind of held the fishery for quite a few years, and now we've found that there's several other age classes present, so which means good future fishing, and they're good age classes. So you got a variety of fish from 7 inches all the way up to 13 inches crappie-wise in Pipestem. Jamestown Reservoir, on the other hand, is a similar situation. We have a little better recruitment there, so the numbers are high in Jamestown, and pretty good average size this year, probably about a 10.5-inch average, should be 10.5 to 11-inch average this year. So yeah, crappie fishing is going to be good again. Yep.
We mentioned perch fishing, of course, before. You do have some excellent perch fishing in the winter,
right.
A lot of your lakes. Now, does this carry over into spring and summer as well?
It does. I think anglers tend to focus on perch a little more in a winter time, and probably chase walleyes and the bigger predator fish in the summer a little more. But we've got Moon Lake, for example, would be a good place to go to catch perch in the summer. Lots and lots of numbers there. You'd have a good place to take kids and have action, you know.
Sure.
Some of the other lakes, you know, typically we've got, depends on the lake, you know, landowners are kind enough to give us you know, access points to some of these lakes, and people can access them in the wintertime a little easier off of these types of situations where we don't have boat ramps and so forth. So, yeah, Moon Lake for sure would be one that, you know, if you wanted to go boat fishing for some perch, you know, with the good access and stuff, it's got no shortage of them in there.
You had some issues with an aquatic nuisance species in the James River several years ago. What's the status on that now?
Well, you know, we monitor that every year. Typically electrofish and seining now and even some gill netting, trap netting on the James. And the good news is there still seems to be only one age class present. It doesn't seem to be that the species is expanding at all in the James River, which is good to know, of
course. These are silver carp.
These are silver carp, yes. And we'll continue to do that. I think last year we sampled one or so. They're a little easier to see jumping out of the water than they are capture. They're pretty evading when it comes to, you know, techniques to catch them. But again, I think it's good to see that we only have that one age class. So no signs of reproduction in the James, at least this far up. So
I'm going to put you on the spot, BJ, like I do with all the rest of the supervisors. I'm going to ask you to take a day off and go fishing. Now, we have open water on most of the lakes. Some years we don't, but we do have that luxury this year. Take a day off, go fishing anywhere in your district for any species. Where would you go and what would you do?
Well, I maybe wait a little longer, but I kind of like bass fishing, and we've got a couple different bass lakes that are really good. They're small lakes, so you can hit them when it's windy and not have any issues and so forth with that. So Heinrich Martin's a good one. Good numbers of largemouth bass and size is there. Bigger lake that we've kind of just recently started assessing the population of smallmouth bass in is Lake Ashtabula. We've discovered a really healthy population of smallmouth bass in that lake. I anticipate that's going to be, I think, something, you know, forthcoming in terms of the development of that fishery, and people are probably going to start capitalizing in on a little more on it, because it's got some really nice size fish and good numbers. So those are the two places I would probably hit.
That's really kind of an underused resource,
too.
It's
right
good
now.
To see you getting out and doing that. All right, BJ, thanks.
Well, thanks.
Now we move on to our report from the Red River and its supervisor, Todd Caspers. Todd, the Red's a little different in that it's co-managed by Minnesota. It's, of course, the border lake. Does that ever cause any issues?
Not really. I mean, the biggest issue is we just try to keep our regulations for fishing more or less the same between the different states. And like you said, we co-manage with Minnesota and also South Dakota and Manitoba a little bit. We do a cooperative fish survey every 5 years on the Red, and usually a Creel survey will coincide with that. So not really any issues, just
no
a few little things to try to keep regulations.
Of course,
similar.
You're trying to keep ANS at a very minimum, which can be tough at
times. Yeah, of course. There are zebra mussels in the Red River now, so anglers should be mindful of that and just follow the ANS rules to minimize the chance of spreading those around.
All right, let's talk about the Red River itself, Todd. It's a pretty diverse fishery in that it has a lot of species.
Yeah, there's over 70 species of fish in the Red. Not all of them are species that people would want to fish for, of course, but you know, there's the channel catfish, walleye, sauger, pike, and smallmouth bass are kind of the main ones. There's also getting to be more lake sturgeon from stocking efforts as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about each one of those species one at a time, Todd, and start with the bread and butter fish of the Red River, the catfish.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, the catfish is probably the backbone of the fishery on the Red, and it's one of the best channel cat fisheries in North America in terms of, you know, trophy-sized channel catfish that you can catch, but there's also good numbers of, you know, more eater-sized fish as well.
All right, let's move on to another species, and at times there can be world-class fishing for walleye.
Yeah, I mean, walleye are another major species in the Red, and there's, you know, trophy-sized walleye available at times too, and, you know, a good amount of those eater-sized type fish as well.
Right, this would be kind of different fishing in that you don't actually put a boat in at the boat ramp and find a sandbar or something like that on a river. Some of it is dam fishing and things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a variety of other ways people catch them too, but a lot is this time of year, probably a lot of the effort is more towards, you know, dams or like that riverside rock arch in Grand Forks, something that concentrates fish.
Sure. Tell me about the northern fishing.
Pike fishing is pretty good too. We don't have as good of information on the pike as we do the catfish, of course, but you know, there's a good fishable northern pike population.
The Red notoriously is a pretty muddy lake, so you don't necessarily have a lot of panfish.
Yeah, the conditions aren't that great for panfish. You don't hear too much about pan fishing. There's not really all that much backwater habitat that they would probably need, so that's why their populations are pretty low.
Okay. This time of year in late April, I would imagine where you would go. I'm going to ask the question anyway. Take a day off and go fishing. Any place on the Red River in that district, where would you go and what would you do?
Oh, I suppose if I were to go fishing on a day like this, I'd probably just try it below that rock arch in Grand Forks and probably try for walleye and sauger.
All right, Todd, thanks.
Thank you.
If you need directions to one of the lakes the guys mentioned, or in fact any fishing lake in North Dakota, the new March-April edition of North Dakota Outdoors magazine is an invaluable tool. The special fishing issue has lake maps, driving directions, boat access information, and even what species of fish are contained in each lake. Also a fishing outlook from game and fish biologists. If you have a subscription to the magazine, it should be in your mailbox very soon, or the issue is viewable online at the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For BJ and Todd and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.